Hey guys, today's show is brought to you by BetterHelp.com. What's standing between you and happiness? Is it you? Are your own feelings a roadblock preventing you from achieving your goals? Have you thought about talking to someone but are uncertain or unsure of where to start? BetterHelp.com online counseling is there for you.
BetterHelp makes it easy to connect with licensed professional counselors, caring professionals specializing in the issues that you want to talk about. Depression, stress and anxiety, trauma, grief, self-esteem, and others. Connect with counselors in a safe and private environment. Get help at your own time and your own pace.
Schedule secure video and phone sessions or text your therapist, all included worldwide. And you can start communicating in under 24 hours. Best of all, it's a truly affordable option. And for Mall Talk listeners, you'll get 10% off your first month with discount code MALL.
If you've been wanting to talk, you can get started today. Go to betterhelp.com/mall. Simply fill out the questionnaire to help assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love, one that you can always change.
That's betterhelp.com/mall, promo code MALL, M-A-L-L. Now to the show.
Forever Dog.
To Mall Talk. I'm Paige Weldon.
I'm Emily Fay.
Let's talk about the mall. Hey, Emily, how many times did you go to the mall this week?
So I only made it over once.
Okay.
To the Galleria. I was wearing gym clothes because I was going to go to the gym.
Oh.
I was going to. I've been pretty good about it. We know that.
Yeah, no, you're caring about yourself.
And I had to go to Target first to buy a birthday present for the kid I nanny. Doesn't it always seem like I'm buying presents for the kids
I nanny? It seems like their birthday is every day.
It seems like it is their birthday every single fucking day.
When Emily's your nanny, it feels like it's every day is your birthday.
So then I spent too long in Target because I'm super indecisive.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided, no, I won't go to the gym. I'll just go home and start my day. And then when I left the mall and stopped at Trader Joe's, right after I bought a frozen meal that I was going to make for lunch, in the group message from the building, I get a message that's just like, hey, everybody, FYI, there's a guy with a gun outside. So the building's on lockdown, so nobody can come home or leave.
I'm glad we're talking about this.
Well,
this was part of your mall day.
I mean, it was. And so it was because of the mall that I then had to be in workout clothes all day.
I didn't realize that when you were in workout clothes all day, unable to go home, you hadn't even been able to go to the gym.
No, yeah, that was the craziest part.
What a defeating Monday or whatever day it was.
It felt like, you know, those like dark old fairy tales where there's like the little girl and she has like red shoes and she's like proud of them, which is a sin. And so then the shoes get like stuck to her feet and she like dances until she has to cut her feet off and then she's humbled and
is
it's like cool.
Is this a story? I haven't heard this.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I felt like with my gym clothes.
Okay.
My sin
but you have
was
to cut off your whole body.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I had to do an open mic in a sports bra.
Which some people do, and that's a choice that they're making.
I don't love it.
But
did you clarify
up top, like, this isn't a choice I made?
Yeah, I did. Also, at the mic, you know how it is. There were five people there who live in my building.
Oh, right. We all can't go home.
Yeah, we were
anyway,
all...
everything turned out fine with
everything
that, right?
Everything was fine. That was the only time I got to go to the mall. With the Target thing, I did realize that we spoke too soon. They are not reorganizing the whole store.
What?
Stuff is moved around while they do construction on that merchandise's area.
Oh.
And then they're going to move it back.
I'm happy about that, actually.
So it's like staying with friends while his house is renovated.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So I think it's going to all go back to normal.
I respect that far more than what I thought they were doing.
Yeah, because that seemed like nonsense.
Again, I'm not ready for paper towels when I first enter. I need it to be on the second floor.
Yeah. And groceries? Those shouldn't be on the second floor. Those belong on the third. Paige, how many times did you go to the mall this week?
I went to a mall, not our mall, twice. I went on last Friday night. I was performing at the beautiful Laugh Factory in Long Beach, California.
Stunning.
Which is sort of nestled within an outlet mall called the Pike Outlets. Have you ever seen it?
I don't drive through Long Beach that often.
It's like if you're going, when you go to Long Beach and you just get to the end of the freeway.
Mm-hmm. And there's Pike.
There it is. There's a Ferris wheel there.
Oh, okay. So it's like an Irvine Spectrum Center.
It's similar to that, but I would say smaller. Okay. And it was a Friday night, so I was absolutely crawling with teens. I
feel disgusting.
Like, I know. I feel like I kept walking by like scenes from coming of age movies. Like I would see like a couple like having a moment outside of the Starbucks.
Oh my God, Tommy, stop!
Yeah,
a lot of stop it! You're being ridiculous.
It was like a lot of that. Yeah, it was everyone yelling at Tommy because he's such an asshole.
He's an asshole, but he's pretty cute.
But he's cute, so he gets away with it. And I also saw, and I want to go back, but I above. On the second floor where the movie theater is, there's something called Snowopolis, and it looks crazy from down.
Not tell me about this.
Well, it was just a surprise. I don't know.
This is the twist of this week.
See, I wish you didn't call it a twist because it's not that exciting. Oh, okay. But when you see it from the first floor, it looks crazy because it's like round and it has circular lamps like lights mm-hmm. all over the ceiling, and it like changes colors. It's like pink to green to blue, like rainbow colors. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the fuck is Snowopolis? I went up to check it out. It's just like a froyo place. It's like not that exciting. But I do want to go inside.
Oh, can I say one thing before you get to your big one? I forgot. Oh, sure. I actually went twice.
Okay.
Because I went to the AMC inside the mall.
Oh, the sad AMC.
The sad AMC. And it was sad.
That does sound
sad. Still sad.
It continues to be sad at the Burbank Town Center. As you could imagine. So I did that. I do want to go back to the Pike outlets because I want to get on that Ferris wheel.
I can't do Ferris wheels. Why? I will not be with you. I'm too scared of heights.
All right. Well, I'll just go by myself and all the
I'll
teens.
I'll wait at the bottom and wave to you.
All the teens will laugh at me, especially Tommy. Then the following day, I was cast in a commercial that, if you can believe it, shot at the Westfield Century City.
The synergy out of control.
I mean, I couldn't believe it.
Out of control.
I'll hopefully speak more on what the commercial was on next week's episode.
Because it will have come and gone, right?
Have hopefully dropped. Who knows? Maybe I'll be cut from it entirely. Hard to say.
You'll still get paid.
Yeah, sure. But it was really great to spend a day at the Century City Westfield.
Yeah, and not having to worry about parking, right?
No, I was validated for a full day.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It was worth it just for that.
It was a gorgeous day because it kept going in and out of rain. And so it would be like that beautiful thing where it was just raining and then it's mm-hmm. suddenly sunny and everyone is sparkling out front of the Apple store, you know? I also had an old lady ask me if I knew where Little Italy was. And I was like, do you mean Italy? Because yes, I do. And I was like walking with like the wardrobe chick and like this one other person. And they were like, wow, you just knew where Italy was?
And you were like, yes.
I was like, you know what, I did.
Very much.
I also felt insane because they had me in like full hair and makeup. They straightened my hair.
Okay, you did show me a picture and it did look, you know, different from you. But like that level of makeup is not something that anybody else would be like, she looks crazy.
Well,
you just don't wear any makeup.
I feel that I looked crazy because not only did they put on a bunch of makeup, but they also straightened my hair.
That was unnecessary.
Which I feel should be against the law. And I felt I looked insane because I had full hair and makeup, but they hadn't put me in any wardrobe yet. So I was walking around in like a zipped up hoodie and like went up to get lunch.
Did you go to Italy?
No, I didn't go to Italy. I went to the dining terrace.
Yeah, it's nice.
Which if you've never experienced the dining terrace, it's a food court. But it has like a bunch of nice patios. Like if you're just walking from rich person to rich person's patio.
They have a Shake Shack there.
Yeah, they have a lot going on.
There's a lot.
Was there any other details I wanted to share about the Westfield Century City? I don't think so. That's it.
Okay. Let's bring in our guest.
Okay, let's do
it. Finally, at long last. You know him from Los Culturistas. So funny. Matt Rogers.
Hi. How are you guys? You know what I realized? Was it Snowopolis?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just realized sitting here, I learned to ice skate in a mall.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a mall in Florida, if you can believe.
I can believe.
It was a Tampa mall, and Snowopolis made me think of snow activities, and then I really flashed back while I was sitting around this chair to learning how to ice skate in the center of a mall.
Yeah.
In Florida.
Was it winter in Florida or summer in
Absolutely
Florida?
Absolutely not. Well, you know what? It was, it never really feels like winter in Florida when you're from New York like I am. But it was I guess February. I guess it was like President's Week when I would commonly go on vacations. And we were down there with my cousins, and there was this famous mall around there. Or not famous. Famous to them, I guess. Mm-hmm. It was where they went ice skating. Because in Florida, you know, it's uncommon to find ice skating rinks. So we went to this mall and ice skated. And yeah, that it was my own Snowopolis.
That's beautiful.
We're kind of obsessed with malls with like ice skating rinks in them because there aren't any like right around here.
I never knew about them until we started doing this podcast and people would be like, oh, and of course there was the ice rink. And I was
would
like,
never think of it as like a common thing, but this one definitely did. I remember it well. In fact, I went to go ice skate recently in Bryant Park. And I was like, why do I know how to do this? Oh, yeah, that mall that I went to in Florida.
Yeah. Wow, that's such a beautiful tale.
Truly beautiful.
A winter miracle.
A winter miracle.
Have you been to the mall recently?
Okay, so I recently, with my parents, went back to my mall that I grew up in, and we went to a Cheesecake Factory that is attached to a mall.
Yes.
So, yes, I have. In order to get into the Cheesecake Factory, we had to go through the mall. And I'll tell you something. This Cheesecake Factory is a new addition. I left... I slept New York, or Bayshore, New York, where this mall is, so I haven't been there in like years and years, and they have a massive Cheesecake Factory as an addition to this mall now, which, let me tell you, was not there.
That's a huge get.
Huge. I mean, I would say it is the food epicenter of this mall now.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a mall that didn't, it was no slouch in the food court department. You know what I mean? Like, but, they had like an old country buffet.
A full
service buffet that would be lit up on Saturdays and Sundays during the day. No joke. And then also the food court had like all your staples. It had a big McDonald's. It had a Sarku Japan, which was my favorite, which was like you could get like an incredible deal on double meat hibachi chicken.
They have incredible deals. Oh, I've been to one once and I think it was like I can't remember the number of dumplings I got and the price ratio, but I remember being blown away.
I mean, I'm like a McDonald's kind of girl. Mm-hmm. And for me to pass up McDonald's, it's got to be good.
It's meaningful.
And this, I'm telling you, I actually think it's the best Sarku Japan I've ever been to. And whenever it's presented to me, I always take that option up.
Okay.
But this was a really good one. And I remember like, man, it was like right next to I think it was a Best Buy, but it was like really CD driven. This is just to show you like
so it's
how
still
long ago it's
going
been.
Well, great.
The mall's going great. I'm sure that like Tower Records that was in there is closed down now.
Sure.
I think it was a Best Buy. I'm almost positive, but it was where I would go to buy all my CDs.
Yeah.
So I'm talking like this was like 2006, 7, 8 when I graduated high school in 2008.
Yeah.
So, but I remember my ideal trip to the mall would be you go to that like Best Buy or whatever it was, see what CDs were out.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have a vivid memory of buying my first CD at that mall.
Do you remember what it was?
It was Baby One More Time.
Oh, a classic.
It was the first time I like actively left my house and was like, Mom, take me to the mall. I want to buy this album. And she was like, okay, what is it? I was like, it's Britney Spears. And she was like, who is that? Because I remember, I remember the day Britney Spears became a thing. Like I went to third grade one day and Britney Spears had not been a thing.
Yeah.
Went the next day and Britney Spears
Everything
was a thing.
Everything was different.
And then when I went home, it was like a thing that we were all gonna, if we didn't have it already, we were all gonna buy the Britney Spears album.
I don't know if it was my first, but it was definitely one of my first CDs.
Oh yeah, and you know Christina Aguilera.
Oh sure,
the self-titled debut album was also right around that area. And then I believe not long after that was the No Strings Attached phenomenon, and which was NSYNC famously. And I believe that was like another big album that I went there and got. But yeah, I'm like specifically going to this mall. And at the time, that Best Buy was the store next to, in fact, it was attached to in the back, the food court.
Okay.
So my ideal thing would be go to the CD place, see what they got.
Work up an appetite,
hit up that Sarku Japan, eat that double meat over fried rice. And then, you know, cavort around and like hit up the clothing stores.
Yes.
The optimal ones, I guess, being American Eagle and then check in and Quicksilver.
Just to see what they're doing.
Just to see what's happening.
Just pop in.
See what
say
kind
hi.
Of hooded sweatshirts are about.
I think this is a common theme is everyone has stores that they shop at mm-hmm. and stores that they just keep tabs on.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know if anyone's ever talked about this, but my sister would go shop at like Rave Girl or Too Cute, like the number two mm-hmm. cute. And then there was this other store, which I almost actually pitched to you guys to talk about, but I don't know if enough people know about it. It's called Gadgets and Gizmos. This might have been like specific to my mall, but it was like this place where you could go where you could get like little technologically advanced knickknacks, like little things, like cool lights or like cool vases or
is
like
it kind of like Brookstone.
Yes. What's Brookstone? Describe.
It's like it's kind of like Sharper Image.
Sort of. And yeah. But it was really for like these kinds of niche things you'd have around the house, like a lava lamp that was like interesting shape.
Okay.
Or like one of those like you know those
tech,
little
high tech.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You need like those little balls. That like go click click click.
Yes.
That, I'm making the motion with my hands, but like little things to like keep your mind busy that are nothing.
Yeah.
But it was called Gadgets and Gizmos, so that was another part of the trip. And then of course, like the nice clothing store that we had, which was I was very susceptible to being like a preppy or wannabe preppy high school kid, was Hollister.
Oh, it has to be.
So and because we did not have an Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yeah, that's very unfortunate.
I had to go out to Roosevelt Field Mall, which was in Nassau County, which
We've
is a whole other county
this.
On Long Island.
And how far was that?
It was like 45 minutes away.
And how often did you get to go there?
Honestly, it was like monthly. It wasn't like a thing where my mom wasn't like, we're not driving out to Roosevelt Field.
Right.
If I had Abercrombie stuff, it was like a Christmas thing.
Sure.
Or like my mom had... You know, she had like felt extra nice and was like gonna drive me out there.
Sure.
But
like, I just need to take a drive.
Right,
Mommy needs a drive,
and I was along for the ride, and because it was also so expensive, and I subsisted on American Eagle, and then Hollister was like the cool clothing retail place in the mall.
I'm curious on your recent visit, since it seems like they've sort of gone upscale a little with the cheesecake.
With the cheesecake
do they
factory.
Now have an Abercrombie?
They do not.
Okay.
Still no.
Still no,
because I also think that Abercrombie is not necessarily holding the cultural place that it did.
I feel like maybe the tables have turned. Where
I think
at first
so.
Abercrombie was like, you don't get us. And now the mall is like, you don't get to be with us.
Yeah,
no,
you
exactly.
fucking wish.
It's like the plot of Skater Boy, actually.
Absolutely.
Which comes up a lot. But
oh my God, I
realized
I forgot
here.
To mention something in the opening.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And this is a side note, but I feel it's important. Last week we were talking about Skater Boy, as mm-hmm. we often do.
Yeah.
Someone commented on our Instagram today that the Complicated music video was shot at Eagle Rock Plaza. I totally forgot it's
wow.
a mall-centric
which is barely a mall.
Video. But it's at the whole beginning of the video is her friend's like, what should we do today? And she's like, she has like a very Canadian voice at that time.
She
and
sure
she
did.
Is like, what if we went and crashed the mall?
Yeah.
And then they do.
They sure do. I remember that music video. Now it's coming back to me.
Yeah.
I was kind of anti-Avril at the time.
Mm-hmm. Who were you pro?
Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, sure.
You're still pro Kelly Clarkson.
Very,
right?
And I would say that this is all due to the fact that I had no problem with Avril personally until it was like the MTV VMAs 2002.
Mm-hmm.
And Kelly was presenting her with an award at the VMAs, and she like snubbed her hug, and it was really she like lifted her arm over her head to get to her award, like it was really rude, and I was like, I hate Avril Lavigne.
Yeah,
and then like weeks later, I'm With You came out, and I was like, fuck, I really like this song. It's such an objectively great ballad.
Yeah, it's tough.
It was so hard to hate her, but
it can be really hard sometimes to keep track of which pop star has hurt which pop star and which songs you like.
Oh, that's ingrained in my mind.
I mean, that snub is why she has Lyme disease. Karma. Just acting.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean,
hopefully
absolutely.
She addresses it on the new album.
That tick was working for Kelly.
Yeah, absolutely. The ticks are all fans of Kelly.
I'm pro both Kelly and Avril,
and
although
that's fine.
Over the years, I feel like Kelly obviously has sustained what she's been doing more and improved.
Avril has fallen apart.
I just think
that Hello Kitty video.
Yeah, karma gets you.
Yikes.
Karma gets you.
Yeah, it all started in that moment.
Yeah, truly.
Well, sorry to bring her up.
It's fine.
It was something that was on my mind.
She's a very Molly pop star.
I mean, I guess
so. Kind of and kind of not. I feel like her thing... I mean, I guess that video took place at a mall, but then I feel like her thing being all like, mm-hmm. you know, punk was like,
yeah, she's being in the.
I don't need the mall.
The video is all her being like an asshole at the mall,
probably
like
kicking stuff, right?
Yes, kicking stuff.
She loves kicking stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the thing about Avril is, it's like, I'm so surprised that people liked her because she seems absolutely an incredibly unpleasant person to be around.
Yeah.
Like. And I just always saw right through it. I was like, oh, no, that girl is an asshole. And, like, then she was so popular, I guess, because there was the kind of thing of, I guess, people wanted to be assholes there for a second. Like,
I mean,
when pop rock was, like, back for 24 mm-hmm. minutes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I never even, like, loved... I never knew that much of her music. I only knew the hits. But for, like... a year mm-hmm. in like sixth, seventh grade.
Yeah, sure.
That was like the way she dressed and the way she looked, that was who I wanted to be.
The tie.
Like I looked at her and like the little plaid skirts with like the knee socks
and the
eyeliner and the pink highlights and stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, I can look at her and be like, that's who I want to be.
Yeah.
There's no other person who is a better representation of what I want to look like right
now.
Well,
you saw her and you were like, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, she was specifically trying to appeal to everyone who, I guess, didn't respond to, like, Britney and Christina.
Right,
yeah.
And I do feel like it truly does divide people into Hot Topic and the Hollister.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and as someone firmly in the Hollister crowd, I just was never going to respond.
You're not going to like Avril if you shop at Hollister.
No, but then she puts out, like, some super Hollister-y music.
Yeah, she...
Like, that's the thing about Avril. It was all image with her. Because there was nothing about her that was ever punk.
No.
She was putting out more poppy music than even Kelly was.
I don't know really how you can be a Canadian punk. I don't really see that.
I mean, I guess like
it seems
even like, is Sheryl Crow from Canada?
I don't know.
Okay, so there's Alanis, who's famously Canadian.
Yes.
I believe Sheryl Crow is from Canada, although I could be wrong. And so I guess they do have like a rock edge.
Yeah, well,
you know, Alanis, definitely.
Yeah. Well, when Avril started to change her style, she became very Alanis. She mm-hmm. was like going more that direction. She would do like the same thing with her voice that Alanis does.
It's just so funny to see like Avril like completely abandon her punk thing to do like, hey, you, I don't like your girlfriend.
That song is my least favorite genre of song.
That song, that was the period where I was like, this is who I want to be.
Yeah.
And it was still
really?
When I was like, yes. Because I...
Oh, right.
That's when she had gone blonde.
I think that 3 years makes just like
a difference between us.
And so that for me was when I was like in sixth grade.
Oh,
and I remember...
Wait, how old are you guys?
I'm 23. She's 27.
Okay, you guys are young.
And so... You're 28.
I'm 28. I'll be 29 soon. But you're young.
I graduated
young.
'09.
I bought, you know, the music video on iTunes. And I remember just like watching on the desktop
because I was
like,
video on iTunes.
I bought a lot of TV shows and music videos on
iTunes.
It's
so fascinating when you see what the music videos were that you bought on iTunes because it's like so clear like what that niche of time was. Like the only music videos I have, well, I have like the Beyonce visual album and I have all the visual albums that you had to buy on iTunes, of course. And then I have like literally I have Thinking of You by Katy Perry, which was her ballad from the first album, which is an amazing music video. And I have Cool by Gwen Stefani, which is the ballad from her first album. And it's so funny because, like, obviously I have a type. Because, like, I love, like, these pop star ballads that are, like, all the third or fourth single from the album. That the music video was really sad and very narrative.
Because with this, I remember, like, my mom never, like, was, like, super, like, no, you can't watch this. Mm-hmm. But, like, I remember her seeing the music video. Mm-hmm. Which is so mean-spirited.
To what?
Girlfriend. Because she's two people, one with a wig.
Yeah.
And then, like, the wig is, like, a frumpy skirt, a sweater. Yeah. She's with the guy. And then Avril's just, like, pushing her into the pond, being like, fuck you. And so it's, like, really mean.
And she's, like, not a nice person.
And that was the thing where my mom, that was where she, like, put her foot down. She was like, I don't like you watching.
I don't like you watching someone be mean.
Well, because
it's
honestly,
really
like,
mean.
You know, as a parent watching it, it's like, oh, it's, like, literally this person exists to influence. And so I'm seeing the influence that she's gonna have, and no.
You know what I mean?
Because she's just a brat. Like, her whole thing was, I'm a brat.
Extremely.
And there's nothing more annoying than that.
I'm
a mean brat who pushes people. Like,
into water.
No.
I guess brat is like the preteen interpretation of punk. You're like, I'm just gonna be bratty.
It's just like the most, and that's not, it, like, for me, it's like, Okay, let's walk through this. For me, I think bitch is fun.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I even think like you, and you can learn something from a bitch.
And you have you to be a little clever to be a bitch.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Brat is just annoying.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like Christina Aguilera, what she turned into, and I think she was aware of it, is like, once Britney was like the girl next door,
yeah.
like the sexy girl next door, but the girl next door nonetheless, they turned Christina into like, bitch.
Yeah.
And I kind of loved that. And I was like, I identify with that because there you had Jessica Simpson, who was the Christian girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then you had Britney, who was somewhere in the middle, who was like, girls and guys all liked her. And then Christina was like, we're going to have to make a hard right turn with you. Because,
yeah.
And also, you know, in interviews, she's tough. Mm-hmm. So they were like, we're leaning into this thing that you're a bitch. And then like with Avril, it was like brat.
And a brat can't annoying. Grow.
No, you cannot
you can't,
grow.
A bitch you can grow.
People outgrow you.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. And people did.
Because brat
and they
is
absolutely
like
did.
Brat is like guttural, just like instinctual mean reaction.
Yes.
Bitch is calculating.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And that's why we like speaking of malls, I'm seeing the iconic four like mean girls walking
yes.
through the mall. Like Regina George indoors because she was a bitch, sure, but she
yes.
was also incredibly smart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, you know what I mean? Like, and that's, like, something that's, like, dynamic about like, girls that age, like, at least in terms of, like, a let's market it. You know, in terms of the way
yeah.
you can
sure.
the industry feels they can categorize these people.
Because you have to be good at being a bitch.
Yes,
otherwise,
you do.
It's just, like, what's
otherwise,
wrong
you're like,
with her?
Oh, we're not going to hang out with you. You're
yeah.
mean.
But if you're good at being a bitch, there's something magnetic about that
right.
in a way.
There just was nothing smart to me at all about the... like the way they like sold Avril to everyone
yeah,
and I
yeah.
think that shows because she did not last.
She totally flamed out
despite the music always being good. I mean, like, her pop songs on her like third, fourth albums, they were always good. Like, I really like that song Keep Holding On.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh,
by
yeah.
that time it's like, who wants to hear an uplifting message from you? We know
yeah.
you spit at paparazzi.
You put us through too much at
like,
this point.
It's just like, we've seen who you are. Like, there was like that a famous video of her spitting at paparazzi. I'm
yeah.
not saying like, don't be mean to the paparazzi. I'm just like, you. Once you are the kind of person who spits at human beings,
you have to be.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
like
clear.
An Alec Baldwin move.
Yeah,
and no one's like, what a fun bitch Alec Baldwin.
No, everyone's just like,
everyone's like,
well,
oh, how embarrassing.
Thing.
That's a whole
yeah.
other thing. But just like, once it gets into something physical,
right?
Like, that's when it's like, don't do that.
Yeah, yeah,
maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, it is very funny thinking about this through the lens of mall stuff. Whoever you was your girl,
mm-hmm.
like if you liked Christina Aguilera, like you probably shopped at Charlotte Russe, for example. Like
yeah,
that was
yeah,
probably
yeah.
your scene.
See, I liked all of them. Yeah, I don't know. I liked all of them except Avril. Like everyone's always like pick between Britney and Christina. I was like, I don't feel the need
also,
to pick
don't
between
make
Britney
pick
and Christina.
Between women.
Exactly. Well, I feel like, and that's also a thing of like, they did it with NSYNC and Backstreet Boys too.
Sure.
But it's like, if you really think about it, like, everyone that you're talking about is incredibly different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like
especially Britney and Christina are so different.
I would never rotate between Britney and Christina because there you have to be in two completely different moods
yeah.
to take that music in. Like,
absolutely.
Yeah. And
just,
they've grown into, like, they continue
yeah.
to be extremely different.
Yeah, and I mm-hmm. think that's, like, it was frustrating because, obviously, it was, like, frustrating. Had to be frustrating for them, and it must have been incredibly frustrating to be Christina because Britney just came first and
yeah.
Yeah.
filled that niche in a way that, like, the second person to come along is never going to. And, like, she was second by, like, a matter of months.
Yeah, truly.
And was more, quote-unquote, talented
right.
than
yeah.
Britney in terms of she could sing.
She's a really good singer.
Much,
like,
much better.
Yeah,
yeah.
But
absolutely.
In terms of just being pop stars, like, very valid, both of them, and very different. And so I enjoyed both of them. I even like Jessica Simpson a lot. And
mm-hmm.
you know who I really, really liked was Ashley Simpson.
Sure.
I loved Ashley Simpson. And Ashley Simpson did like bratty punk,
but
quote unquote,
sweet.
Thing. But also, I think because of the reality show and because like there was like a sort of like nicer edge to her, maybe because you knew she was Jessica Simpson's sister, I was like, I can take this. Whereas with Avril, I was like, I can't take this.
Ashley was also extremely humbled by that SNL lip syncing
oh, yeah.
thing. I feel
yeah,
like she
yeah,
just,
yeah,
you
yeah.
can't be mean to people after something that embarrassing happens
yeah,
to
yeah.
you.
No. It's like, you're pretty much cooked.
yeah, unfortunately.
And now she's married to...
Evan Ross, Diana Ross's son.
Yes.
Front row at the Grammys last night.
No, I was
front
like,
row.
I was like, it's somebody who I always think it's insane that she's like in this family now.
Yeah, she's Diana like, Ross's daughter-in-law.
And like Tracy Ellis Ross will post like family pic. And
with
it's like,
Ashley.
Wild.
Yeah. It's crazy. She's literally like in a Motown royalty.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I mean,
fully. Ashley Simpson.
Good for her.
And I saw her live
and she
two times.
Has had the baby, wow. So she's like really in.
Oh,
now.
Yeah, no, she's in.
It's
no.
official.
Yeah, she's got, real. She's, there's been, yeah, she's given birth to someone with Diana Ross blood.
That's crazy. Insane.
Yeah, I mean, she's family. And I actually saw Ashley twice live, like I just said, in my like going to the mall high school era. Mm-hmm. And it was an experience because can she sing?
No.
You know, there definitely was something coming out of the microphone.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessarily bad, but it wasn't necessarily good.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
She was a pop star.
Possible.
Sometimes that is something. I have been to a couple concerts where it's like, oh my God, this woman cannot sing to yeah, save right. her life. This no. is the most off gift. But she is selling being a pop star.
Uh-huh. Who have like, you seen that's like that?
Well, there was one specific. It's like a smaller band uh-huh. that I saw like years ago called Holy Child.
Sure.
That I don't actually like their music anymore that much, but it was like maybe 2 years ago
uh-huh.
and at like I think the Troubadour, and this girl
could not sing.
Oh my
that's
god,
that's devastating. Yeah. When you realize
but, she, yeah. but like I knew that was gonna be
yeah,
the case
of course.
Because like they it was two like 20 somethings who like met in art school
yeah.
and her whole thing is wearing like these crazy little outfits mm-hmm. and like moving around and yeah. it's like you can hear that the music is like auto-toned to
definitely.
Hell and back.
I hear you.
But
yeah.
it was still like crazy to watch, and it's like it's kind of amazing someone can be this confident.
Yeah.
They have to know.
Oh god, that's
okay.
So crazy.
For just one moment. We have to take a break.
What's standing between you and happiness? Is it you? Are your own feelings a roadblock preventing you from achieving your goals? Have you thought about talking to someone but are uncertain or unsure of where to start? BetterHelp.com online counseling is there for you.
BetterHelp makes it easy to connect with licensed professional counselors, caring professionals specializing in the issues that you want to talk about. Depression, stress and anxiety, that's my favorite. Trauma, grief, self-esteem, another classic, and others. Connect with counselors in a safe and private environment. Get help at your own time and your own pace.
Schedule secure video and phone sessions or text your therapist, all included worldwide. And you can start communicating in under 24 hours. Best of all, it's a truly affordable option. And for Mall Talk listeners, you'll get 10% off your first month with discount code MALL.
If you've been wanting to talk, you can get started today. Go to betterhelp.com/mall. Simply fill out the questionnaire to help assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love, one that you can always change.
That's betterhelp.com/mall, promo code MALL, M-A-L-L.
Two
mall.
L's.
Two L's. And we're back.
Let's talk about the mall a little bit before we move into Hollister. I want to talk more generally. Did you go hang out at the mall a lot?
Not really. Okay. I remember I was hanging out with these two girls, Nora and Sam, for like a hot second, and they wanted to go to the mall a lot. Like they were like mall girls.
Yeah.
But then the people that I really became friends with were not mall people, but I always enjoyed the mall.
Yeah.
However, I didn't have like necessarily a mall that was like quote unquote safe.
Yeah.
The mall where I kind of grew up around, this was the Bayshore Mall, the South Shore Mall, as it was called. It's now like a Westfield something.
They all are.
They got that branded.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I remember one time there was like an incident of gang violence there, and my mom was always like a little wary of me going yeah. there. Like somebody who was wearing red, someone who worked at a store where they wore like red outfits, got cut in the face.
Oh, shit.
Because a gang, it was like a Crips and Bloods type situation.
Yeah.
And like, I believe they were there to cut someone's face who was wearing red.
Yeah.
And so I remember it was a thing like, don't wear red or blue at the mall, wear like a black or white or another color.
Yeah.
Because it's so weird, but I that's like a vivid memory I have. So I didn't go hang there.
Sure.
Yeah.
You went with purpose.
And with other people.
And with other
yeah,
people.
Yeah, I went with purpose. Like, you know, and it was always, you know, to go clothing shopping.
Right. Absolutely.
And or like do like the gifts thing.
You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah. It was never just to, like, walk around and touch stuff.
No. I was not like a, I wasn't like a mall kid. Yeah. Although I did, I liked being there. Hanging over the whole experience for me was the fact that they had no Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yeah.
And I was such like a.
Offensive.
I was such an aspirational, like, trying to be Abercrombie and Fitch kid. Like, I could show you pictures of me that you're like, okay, that's who you were.
Yeah, got absolutely.
But they didn't have one, and I was always just like, felt so burned by that.
Yeah, you're like, I can't really get past this thing we've been through together, which is you not giving me an Abercrombie.
Yeah, no, I wasn't getting what I really needed out of the situation, and I wasn't an online shopper because I didn't have a bank account like an adult. I was like, I had to like go through my mother for that, obviously.
Yeah.
So, it was a tough relationship between me and my mall.
Okay.
And we also didn't have like a movie theater in the mall like some do.
Yeah. The movie theater being in the mall can play a pretty central role in if you hang out there, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, yeah, because then at least, you know, you're going, you can eat afterwards, like, et cetera, et cetera.
It gives you an itinerary of things to do.
Whenever somebody is like, well, there wasn't really like a thing to do there, I'm like, oh my God, all the hours in my life that were spent as a teenager just walking up and down the mall in like an endless loop.
Yeah, we didn't do anything.
It's like, I feel like being a teenager largely is just you need to like find a place where you guys will just chat.
Yeah.
Like it's just finding a thing to do while you chat about stuff.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
And
it wasn't the epicenter for us.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Where did you hang out?
It was like it was like a house thing. Like we're going to so-and-so's house to go sit around and until we figure out what to do. And I liked hanging out in my own house. I was like a beach kid.
Oh, no.
Like we'd go to the beach. So I'm from Long Island, so like
there is a beach.
We'd do the beach. We would do a pool, otherwise houses. But the mall, unless it was with Nora and Sam.
What were they like?
They were really cool. They were smart. My most favorite memory with them is going to see the movie Mystery Mrs. Smith.
Oh, I remember that film.
Oh my God, I loved that movie so much. And I remember Brad and Angelina were so hot.
It was an extremely hot
movie. It's like
movie.
A historic
Their chemistry was crazy.
Movie just because of
that.
You know?
I mean, and also I remember it being a huge hit because of that, which is so funny because it's truly the source of Jennifer Aniston's, I would assume, pain.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And she wasn't not beloved, but we were still going, and I remember everyone was like, team Brad, team Jen or team Angelina. Yeah, same. But you'd go to see that movie, and everyone, even like me in eighth grade, was like, I get it.
Yeah,
like,
what
they should be together. I mean, there's no debate here. I mean, Jennifer Aniston can't have with Brad what Angelina has with Brad.
They need to get together and have 8 kids.
And then eventually not be able to speak to one another.
Yeah. Well,
which is psycho.
Because it just was so intense, you know.
I think at some point
they were like, we've worn each other out.
Yeah. They've lived such a large, exclusive life together. They were truly the two most famous people in the world.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Do you remember when it was like at the full Brangelina, which I can't believe we called them Brangelina. when it was at its peak, that was psycho.
Has any other celebrity couple like matched that?
I mean, I guess Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Jay-Z. And then I would say internationally, there's David Beckham and Posh.
Sure.
They're huge. And then also, like, I guess, like, royal couples, like, are like that. But and in terms of, like, that level, I mean, you got Beyonce and Jay-Z, and then you got...
But I feel even with Beyonce and Jay-Z, even though they are such a power couple, everyone is also kind of like, but Beyonce's better than
absolutely.
You know, whereas Brad and Angie is like, they're both hot.
Yeah.
They're both, you know.
They just checked a lot of boxes for us, I guess, as a society.
Yeah, I also think it was a little unfair for well, of course, this is a whole sexism, like, fucking expose we could do, but, like, it's just so funny to me that, like, she got such a bad rap as being the other woman, but he fully, like, I mean, I guess we can assume, like, was having some type of affair with her on that set. They really pitted those women against each other, which is like, if that happened today, I think people would be like, who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah. Totally true.
You know?
Been a thing always where it's like the man is not blamed.
Yeah.
And like he's just in like something that doesn't have any control over what he's doing. It's like, well, she took him. And it's like, no, he went.
No one chose
to do that.
And even I'm saying it right now. Like I'm saying I watched the movie and I'm like, oh, yep, there we go. Like I see it.
Yeah.
And then I guess at a certain point you can't argue with chemistry. I just think it's interesting that like she has such a, also like her dark hair and like she's like this woman from the devil.
She's a weirdo.
Like, and her being a weirdo, yeah. Her past, you know, not having just one like, not having one like chaste history.
The blood. No.
The blood over around her neck, the dating Billy Bob Thornton, the kissing of her brother, you know, the kinds of roles that she plays.
Yeah.
The firing of guns, the knowing how to use knives. Like, it's very dangerous and it played into a narrative.
And then Jennifer Aniston is so like America's sweetheart.
She's just Rachel.
Sure.
Yeah. What can you do?
Yep.
Yeah.
I assume living in New York that you don't go to malls much these days.
Well, to be honest with you, there is like a shopping center. Like, it's at the Barclays Trade Center, mm-hmm. like in Brooklyn. And I guess you could qualify that as a mall. It has a large Target.
Yeah.
There's nice. A Cold Stone Creamery I enjoy. Well, there is a McDonald's in it. It is attached to the subway system and the Long Island Railroad. So okay. it functions as a mall.
Yeah, totally.
And I'm not there. There's a Quiznos. There is a like a half Taco Bell, half
Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut.
I mean,
situation.
A Target anchor store is a huge deal.
And I believe, and you know what? There also is a Buffalo Wild Wings.
I love Buffalo
this
Wild
sounds
Wings.
Sounds like a
same.
Heaven. Yeah,
same.
This sounds
it's
really
so good.
It's really all there.
Yeah, you would go and run all your errands,
which is what a mall is for.
Yeah, I believe there's like some sort of like Samsung store, like, you know, not like an Apple thing, but there's like a place where you go for phones.
Yeah,
like that's like very characteristic of the mall. So there's a mall.
Have you been on any of your anytime you've been in LA, have you ever been to the Grove or the Americana?
No.
Wow.
No, I've not.
Do you have interest in it? Or?
I sure do. I mean, like, if I'm going to go, you know what?
You got to
go. I have been to the Grove.
Oh, yeah?
I did go to the Grove.
It's inescapable.
The last time I was here, and I went to Topshop.
Okay,
and
yeah.
I bought a bunch of stuff. You know, I have been. My friend Sudi and I literally did go to the Grove, and I didn't think of it as a mall because, for me, they are not outside.
Right.
Mm.
But this is a fun shopping center type area, which I guess is a mall.
I mean, it definitely is. I guess on the East Coast, you can't really have outdoor malls because
shit
of the weather.
Be ruined.
But in Southern California, a lot of outdoor malls.
I just remember watching Clueless for the first time and I was like, how is this happening? literally, they can go outside to get to class.
Yeah.
Like the hallways are like outdours. I had the opposite experience
when I would see in TV or whatever when it was all inside.
Same.
I was like, what?
We're both SoCal.
Wow.
But very different areas of SoCal.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. I think actually going to public school in New York, honestly, there's probably a baseline unhappiness that it doesn't exist in California just because you get to go outside and the weather is so amazing. I mean, in that box for like elementary school, that's it. I remember the expression I use for my high school experience is in certain classes, I would be dehydrated with boredom.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just sitting there so fucking bored. And I wonder if like that sort of like interperiod, like changing of the classes, like being outside. I wonder if that would have done anything.
Purely just the vitamins of sunlight.
Honestly, and maybe like having lunch outside. It probably does make a difference. Like nobody ate lunch inside.
Right.
It was like,
seriously?
Like, there's a lot of it. Like at my high school, which was also a huge high school, it covered a lot of land. And so there was like a lot of outdoor areas. So everyone would just like.
So you ate lunch outside?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like,
we didn't even have the option.
We didn't really have like a cafeteria where people sat.
Nobody went in the cafeteria.
Not even when it got warm did we have an option to go sit outside.
Yeah.
I mean, we would like go outside for quote unquote recess.
That probably does make a difference.
I think so.
I mean, like studies would show that it's probably better to have vitamin D in your skin.
Probably, yeah. Although I won't say I was a super happy teenager or anything as a result.
It wasn't enough to make you not depressed.
Well, it's sort of funny realizing like growing up on the East Coast, you were like, I'm going Hollister, I'm going Cali, and we were like, let's wear black and cover ourselves.
Oh wow. See, that's so funny because I mean, the California aesthetic was hugely aspirational for us. I mean, did you guys care about the OC?
I know a lot of people who did.
It was huge.
Again, I think this is a thing where just like 3 years makes a difference. But I loved like 90210, the new one, when that came out in middle school on, it was on Tuesday nights.
Yeah.
Wednesday, we would all just gather in the area and be like, okay, let's digest last night's episode.
My girlfriend's, that show was One Tree Hill. All the girls I went to high school with, they fucking lived and died for that show. And I thought it was so stupid. But the OC was also one that was like, I remember when that came out, it was like a cultural
moment. I mean, Adam Brody, people were freaking out over him.
Isn't it funny that obviously Ben McKenzie was supposed to be like the sex icon of that show, and I believe him anyways, he was.
Oh yeah, totally.
But Adam Brody was like the runaway star,
because,
and also
he was sweet.
Yeah, and also Rachel Bilson was like a big star from that, and you could tell they really thought it was going to be Misha
Barton.
Yeah,
it's funny, the secondary characters were the ones that everyone was like, wait,
the supporting characters. Yeah, and they had real chemistry.
They sure did.
And I remember like Ben and Misha, like, I was like, I know they're the stars of the show, but I'm not caring about these blondes.
No, move aside.
I want to find out what's going on with, like, the Jewish secondary characters.
Absolutely. Also, I feel like it
was... Is Rachel Bilson actually Jewish?
I don't know.
Because in Heart of Dixie, I watched, like, three episodes once when I was, like, sick. And she's, like, supposed to be Jewish in it. And I was like, I don't know about
that. She might be. She might be.
We'll look into it later. Yeah. We'll put it in the episode description. Yeah. I don't know for sure. But I think the reason that those two characters work is because obviously it's like hot girl nerd, but he's also hot.
I mean, the whole concept of thinking that he was not hot.
Yeah, it's like, oh,
just so intense. Yeah, maybe not next to like the stocky, beefy blonde, like bad boy from the literal other side of the town.
From
like,
Chino.
Yeah, Chino.
Which made me laugh. If you're from California, Chino is not that bad of a place.
Right,
way worse places.
It's so funny.
I
would never have known that on Long Island where it was right. like
You're just
slang.
Like, yeah, Chino.
You're like, Chino sounds terrible. I'm glad he got out.
Even like the theme song being California Here We Come, like this whole idealization of California. I remember the biggest band when I was in high school, like not the biggest but one of the big ones, was called Yellow Card.
Yeah, of course. Ocean Avenue,
like all that, like
knew Ocean Avenue.
There's a place off Ocean Avenue.
Ocean Avenue was close to me, but I don't know the song.
See, we had an Ocean Avenue too in like Islip, New York, and it was not the fucking same.
Yeah, it's there's an Ocean Avenue in a lot of places.
Yeah. Right.
It means whatever it means to you. I guess
they're probably all near an ocean.
Yeah. So
this one for sure was. It actually went all the way up to the ocean.
Yeah.
I think that's why it was called that.
This one is Zero Street because it's the one like parallel to the ocean right above the cliff in Santa Monica.
I see.
Yeah. It sounds great.
Sounds like yours is probably better.
I think now feels like a great time to move into the store. Let's commit
to Hollis.
Yeah.
It's Hollister time.
Well, I don't know if you guys remember this, but like Abercrombie and Fitch was like pretty much the number one,
for
teens. Like it was like, this was like the luxury, like teen clothing brand. Yeah. And I remember like everyone, I had their fragrance called Fierce.
Yeah.
And I remember everyone smelled it.
Was a big deal.
Oh yeah. I remember. Well, I just remember like, because now Fierce is like, I think, synonymous with the gay community.
Yeah.
But do people still
wear Fierce?
I don't know.
Okay.
The thing is, it wasn't a bad cologne. I don't know what the perfume smelled like, but I remember I loved what it smelled like at the time, and I would get it, and I would stay wearing it, and maybe I'll go buy it, and I'll just start wearing it again, and see if people pick up on it.
Wait, I'm remembering a time.
But it was
starts crying because Abercrombie caused so much heartache to everybody. They're just like, I don't know why I'm crying, but I'm just having a flood of bad feelings right now.
Scent is like really tied to memory. And
I just remember like that was like so aspirational for everyone, and because we did not have one, Hollister was the nice like retail option at the mall, and they sort of did the same shit that Abercrombie did, although Abercrombie and Fitch was like, it did take like in the summer months, it was very like, look at these fucking ripped 20-somethings and teens at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And Hollister, I think, did that with that like black and white filter. It felt a little bit more sunny and approachable.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because the Hollister near me was incredibly dark inside.
They all were.
Yeah.
They looked like beach huts on the outside.
Yes.
And then you got in and it was very dark.
It was really dark.
Always being a little scared of Hollister because it felt really intimidating. It felt like to a young me, it felt like you were going into a nightclub.
Yeah.
Like, it was loud,
and the music
too.
Was like, really
yeah,
loud.
And like the outside hut and like the dark. And I was like, I can't, they're going to laugh at me. I can't go into this store.
I was literally the type of kid that would shop there. I had like cultivated my image and personality to be that kind of kid. And I felt insane going in there because at my mall, they weren't allowed to do this. But I remember at the Roosevelt Field Mall, the other mall, they had those shirtless models outside of Abercrombie and Hollister. And those guys were like, I was like, I remember looking at them and like being like, I can't believe you're 17. Like, it's like, it was psychotic.
It's disturbing.
What a crazy time that was.
Oh my God.
Was a thing that was allowed.
They were just allowed to put these like incredibly hot teens and like, I guess early 20 somethings like on display there. And really what you were going there to do was to buy into sex.
Yeah.
And it's so interesting because also I was not above this, but it was like a status thing of being asked to work there.
Oh.
So I would go and I would make sure every time I went, I looked good. And it was like a successful trip if I had been asked by whatever, like, you know, Chris or like Kelly that worked there, if I was looking for a job and like would be interested in working here.
Wow.
Like,
I didn't know they did that.
They
there.
Did. That's how they recruited.
Because I remember them doing that in American Apparel.
Yeah, they recruited
would do
in
that
store. Yeah.
Really creepily, where it's like, can we, not to me, not ever to me, but I remember like the coolest girls in the grade would always be like, oh my God, they're working in American Apparel. And it would be like, can we take a Polaroid of you?
Yeah.
Click.
Yeah, they would do that.
15
and then they would call. They would maybe call you and maybe not. And I remember like a couple times I actually got called and I was always like, I'm not going to work there because I was like a busboy and it was really bad money. It was entirely like them taking advantage of people needing the social status of working there. Mm-hmm. So that was very obvious.
Yeah.
But I mean, being so popularity crazed at the time and like, you know, also I think being closeted and wanting to be like told I was like valuable in some way, like needing so badly to be affirmed in that
to
way for
it was
my
like
looks.
You, we are looking at you and what you're trying to do here. It's working.
And it's working. And just so you know, you're getting a check from us. Like, it's entirely the high school experience.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And it just is
but
so funny.
But adults doing it and, like, capitalism.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the managers of those stores, like with their army of hot teens.
That's
like,
so
it's,
gross.
It
it's a literally insane business model. It's so crazy to make a store that's supposed to be for teens, and then it's supposed to be sexy.
And we should say everyone was white. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's also that. I mean, like, and then they got into trouble years later.
Yeah.
I think both stores. Abercrombie most famous. Because
they're
they
owned
were
by the same company.
There's also that.
Yeah.
I had forgotten that.
Yeah.
But yes. But I remember like somebody made us think about it, like the lack of diversity, their intense, extreme lack of diversity, not only in just culturally, but like in terms of the literal people that they worked at. I mean, everyone looked the same.
I mean, we talked about this on the Abercrombie episode. They have had so many lawsuits about this.
Oh, yeah.
Because of that, the simple just not hiring anyone who wasn't white, and then like racist shirts that said racist things on them, and just being then hiring an employee who was not white and being racist towards them, being racist towards customers who were not white.
Yep.
Like they have had so many fucking lawsuits. I cannot believe they're still in business.
They would have like every now and then in the commercial, they'd have like an incredibly hot, like light skinned black person, but it was so like cast. You know
holding
what I mean?
Hands like, with like, but then even now it's like they just redid the one at the Galleria because they're trying the Abercrombie.
Yeah,
they're trying to like rebrand
to be more inclusive, right?
Well, just to be like different, like not so sexy, not so whatever. But when they had like the paper covering the windows, it was all like a light skinned hot black guy, a thin white blonde woman, like
they're
it was
holding
all
hands.
That.
And also when you put them together too, that was like so salacious. I remember like when like an interracial like teen couple was depicted, it was just kind of like, I remember some of the parents being like, oh goodness, this is edgy.
Oh really?
This store is edgy.
Oh yeah.
And I mean like, yeah. And they're in like the, in 2006 when I was in high school, you forget how far we've come in such a short period of time.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like, I remember like 2007 or 2008. It was 2008. Like Adam Lambert being on American Idol
not saying
he was gay.
Right.
Like, it's crazy. That was like 11 years ago.
I think about that a lot because that was the season that I became obsessed with American Idol and the season where I was like, I think I want to do something in entertainment.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. And then somehow we're here now. But and that was such a thing. Mm-hmm. But I was in love with him.
Yeah.
Partly
because
like,
he's sexy.
But I also knew he was gay, and yeah, that was of part of why I loved him so yeah. much. But
because
also
you
I
could
was,
never
like,
have
very
him.
Attracted to him.
Yeah.
So it just turned into this like full-on fucking obsession
of
where
course.
I was like devouring every magazine article, and then he yeah. was like afterwards on the cover of Rolling Stone. It was like, yeah, I'm gay.
Yes.
And it's insane that that was like such a big news.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, and that was in the grand scheme, it really wasn't that long ago. And
what
it's
year
just
was that? Like
2008, and then I believe that
crazy.
Rolling Stone cover was the next year, 2009. It was like pretty soon after yeah. he did not win that. They came up with that cover, and it was like a weird thing of having to announce it, but also everyone was supposed to assume, and it was like
it wasn't
shrouded
like he was
in homophobia.
Closeted, he
no.
was not. But
he just,
then
he
went
wasn't
on this
permitted
show,
to say
right,
it.
And so and then like there were like pictures of him kissing an ex-boyfriend. It was like, oh my god, and it's like. I mean, these were just. Well,
I mean,
like
he did a ballad
news.
Version of "Believe" in the
yeah.
auditions. It's
I mean,
like,
it
come on, people.
It is wild to think that that was what was going on then.
Yeah.
I also like, often think about. Remember when metrosexual was a term?
I yes. talk about this all the time. I mean, just this like intense need for just intense gay panic.
Yeah,
and that was the metrosexual label was Hollister.
Yes,
you know
yes.
what I mean. It was like. Where you went to go say, I'm fashionable, but this is being like okayed for me in a mainstream way. This
yeah.
is, and, but those guys, like, you know, with the frosting of the hair, like,
yeah.
I remember, like, this sort of very specific styling, the sort of like tan thing. Like, you know what I mean? It was like you as a. I would imagine every boy was at least a little confused looking
yeah.
at it because
yeah.
you're being sold this like perfected male teen image and it's like hypersexualized, but don't worry, you're not gay.
Yeah.
You're, it was like, yeah. that was like 2002 to 2008 was like this era, and it was like literally my teen years
mm.
where it was like them letting you know, like, there's a word for you. It's metrosexual.
Don't get confused.
Which
it's okay.
literally makes no sense when no. you break down the word because that is like, metrosexual does mean you want to fuck a train.
Yeah.
But like.
Yeah, excuse me.
Like a metropolitan sexual
like,
person, that is.
Just linguistically.
You get a hair. Cut on a regular schedule.
Yeah, no.
You wear a polo. You want to fuck a train.
Yeah, right, exactly.
We're normalizing
metrosexual.
It.
Metrosexual. Like, honestly, yeah. like, it's just so interesting to me that that word caught on. And honestly, it was like really Ryan Seacrest.
Because it really, yeah, it didn't mean anything. Like, what was not metrosexual? You being fucking Pigpen?
Yeah, right.
Like,
I mean.
Especially at this time where, like, Hollister
where
was like the
right.
look.
Right.
I don't understand why we're getting defensive and weird about it.
Well, it's because, you know, the patriarchy just can't handle criticism mm-hmm. and they do believe that criticism is saying, are you gay? Like, it's, you know what I mean? Like if you were to have an interest, like, for example, like I said, I was loved Kelly Clarkson. It was the one thing about me I could not suppress. I was like, I love her. I told all my friends, I was like parading around a straight, but I loved Kelly Clarkson and not in a sexual way. I like love her music and I wasn't even trying to pretend I had a crush on her. I was mm-hmm. like, I love Kelly Clarkson. And it was this thing. It was like, are you fucking gay? And I was like, I clung to that word. I was like, no, I'm a metrosexual. And I felt insane saying
yeah.
it because it's an insane thing to say.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
like, I remember showing up in at college at NYU where I went in my like full drag of Hollister, the ham punny, the choker braid, the necklaces,
yeah.
the like everything, and I just got laughed at because it was so obvious that I had been got
yeah.
by
yeah.
this like aesthetic, and everyone was yeah. like, "Sweetie, you are in New York City now. You don't need to do this." And it took me a long time to like shed that because they really got in your head.
Yeah, especially yeah. if it was in those years.
Yes.
Of
oh,
like
yeah.
development
formative.
Where it's like your brain is literally building a little pocket inside of it for Hollister and
it's
Abercrombie.
Yeah. Formative. I mean, that's when your brain is forming and becoming what it is and finding out who you culturally are.
Oh,
and for
yeah.
them to be bearing down on you with this shit and like giving you an excuse for who you are.
And yeah. also it's like, I mean,
mass marketed.
The whole thing was also, so on the Wikipedia page, what I found interesting was Hollister, the price point was 20 to 30% less than the price point of Abercrombie.
It was value. It was still value.
Expensive, but it was like slightly less.
Right. It was the value Abercrombie. And everyone knew that. So if you showed up and you were like, where's that from? And it was Hollister and it wasn't Abercrombie. You were like, LOL, poor.
Yeah. See, I feel like all of the popular girls at my school were Hollister.
I feel like I don't think I realized actually that. I thought that they were both cool, but Abercrombie is the one that I have memories seared into my brain about.
Well, like, there's also that thing of like when something becomes ultra popular, there'll be a backlash.
Yes.
And so I'm not surprised to hear you say that the cool girls wore Hollister because, like I said, you guys are like a little bit younger than me. So if I was at the point where like Abercrombie was peaking, then of course it was going to get rejected.
Well, that's, I think the thing, by high school, I don't think people were wearing either anymore. But like in middle school, I've told the story before, but it was like at Jewish sleepaway camp. I was the only not rich girl there. I was the only person that went to public school.
Yeah.
And on Shabbat, every Friday, you wore like an all white outfit. Mm-hmm. And girls would like switch stuff around to like, you know, switch up the outfits. And the one girl, like, I was like, can I borrow your white Abercrombie skirt maybe tonight? And she was like, no, because it's really special to me. But then she let like another girl borrow it.
I remember
my
cousin.
And that memory is just like, that I feel like their whole brand is like, you're not good enough.
It is.
You're poor and gross.
Mm-hmm. It is. And like, that was cool at that time.
Yeah.
And now it's the opposite of cool.
Yeah.
Now it's like cool to be diverse and inclusive. And I guess, I don't know what it's like to be in high school now. I'm sure there's bullshit going on. I'm sure there's bullying in some form. I would die if I was in high school and social media were existing. I mean, really don't think I would survive.
Juno was the turning point. So when I was in eighth grade, that was when it turned to, first we used the word indie, but that's when that was what was cool, was like being alternative. And that was in a way almost harder because it was like, it's harder to be that because it has to be like effortless and cool.
Exactly.
And I don't know, I'm kind of weird and just different. And that is harder to cultivate in like the right way.
It's hard to effortfully be effortless.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then it's like, I remember the first movie that I saw, it came out when I was in high school, and I was like, oh my God, this is the first high school movie that like nailed this, was 21 Jump Street.
How interesting.
Where the popular kids are like, they're eco-conscious. Yep. They're all going to Princeton and Yale.
Yeah.
They're like gay, black, like diverse, like they're nerds. They're like,
yeah, I was doing this character for a minute, which was like the like popular girl in school today, and she's like ultra woke, but she's like a bitch about it. She's like, you know what I mean? Like this kind of idea of like, now it's cool to, if you're not like totally like up to date on like what's going on in politics, like you're not the cool person.
And I kind of think that's spot on.
I wonder if that is true where I went to high school, because like I grew up in a place that's like pretty like Christian or Mormon, pretty conservative.
Yeah.
And part of me believes that like those girls are still wearing Hollister t-shirts.
You described a place that like they're conservative, and so what that literally means is they don't grow. You know what I mean?
Right,
like
in exactly.
Progressive areas, like they grow and change, and I think that's probably like, and I think my area like likes to think it's progressive. I'd be really interested to go back and see.
Yeah, I'm very curious what's going on.
Because Long Island is fully purple politically. You know what I mean? Like my mom always would, like I just said, like, and it's interesting we're talking about this through the lens of the clothing thing, because the separation between Abercrombie and Hollister is interesting because of the price, because of the value.
Yeah.
So I remember like, whenever my mom would get me stuff from like Marshalls for Christmas, I would always be like, oh, like I really wanted more Abercrombie stuff, because it was going to school and you knew that the, it's so funny, like there was this, the main street was called Montauk. It was like, okay. So but down by the water was where the richer people lived.
Uh-huh.
And like there was a main street, Montauk Highway or Montauk Avenue. And so south of Montauk, if you lived south of Montauk, that meant you had money.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could like be by the water, and those the houses are more expensive.
Yeah.
And they went to like this place called the Bayberry Beach Club. And I happened to become friends with a lot of those kids, but I lived north of that street, which meant you just didn't have as much money.
Yeah.
You broad were just strokes.
Like normal.
Right. And just that kind of line of that avenue. My mom would be like, oh, you're going to hang out with SOMs south of Montauk. And like, they would always be wearing clothes like this. And so I would always be kind of frustrated when I would get stuff from stores that just on the label alone didn't look as nice because they weren't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as quote unquote as nice. I mean, the material that probably is garbage anyway. It's all the branding.
Yeah.
But it was an interesting thing to be like someone who shopped at American Eagle a lot. Like I got my jeans from American Eagle a lot because they were like $25.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, like my cousin Megan one time told me she freaked out when she got a little like buffalo sauce on her jeans one time. And I'm like, what's the big deal? She's like, they're $200. They're from Abba.
Boy.
And I was like, what? And even to this day, when I hear
Wait,
the amount
Abba?
Of... Aber. She was abbreviating it.
Oh, I've never heard that before.
That's wild.
From Aber. They're my Aber jeans. And they were $200. And I remember I was like, I couldn't fathom spending that amount of money on jeans.
No.
But they were the nicest jeans that she owned. And then I realized, oh my God, a lot of the people I probably hang out with, that's just like the jeans they have.
That's so crazy. The idea of trusting a teen with a $200 pair of
piece
jeans.
Of denim.
Then they're going to outgrow.
Yes.
They're of course going to get sauce on.
Like, yeah, I mean, they're teens.
Teens are
around sauce
they're
all
getting
the time.
Sauce on everything.
Oh, honey.
They're getting sauce on things when there's not sauce around.
Oh, it's crazy.
Somehow.
It's crazy how you get sauce on things.
It is wild to abbreviate Abercrombie, which is already an abbreviation of Abercrombie & Fitch.
Abber.
That's so wild.
Well, it's faster and more efficient.
Yeah, and it sounds Abber. Horrific.
It's horrible. But I remember just like, it was such a, it was an interesting thing of like, when Christmas morning you'd open your gifts and you were like, fuck.
I do think it's kind of funny that, like, the whole thing is, like, Hollister is, like, the beach version.
Yeah.
And, like, Abercrombie is conceivably, like, the more, like, East Coast prep thing.
Absolutely.
But, like, Hollister is still all, like, navy, brown, white. Like, it's not beachy at all.
Get this. I had an orange t-shirt from Hollister. Which was, and I only threw it out like 2 years ago.
Wow.
Because it still fit me well. Like, and I remember I had a bright blue thing from Hollister too. And I saw that there was a moment there.
Yeah.
Where they pumped out some colorful clothing and I did buy it.
Did you want your shirt to say Hollister or did you want it
I don't think there was
to.
A choice.
Yeah, they all said them, right?
Yeah, I mean, they all said it.
They
and
all
honestly,
said it.
I was never mad when it said it.
I mean, that was the point.
That was
you
the
didn't
point.
Want a, you wouldn't want a plain.
Unless it was like a, like a, like a, like a, fleece or something.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Remember those like nice fleece or quote unquote nice fleece or nice hooded sweatshirts they would have?
Yes.
I have a thing with fleece.
Emily hates
a
fleece.
A good thing with fleece or a bad?
A really bad thing with fleece. I've like hated it since before I even knew what it was called.
Yeah. Do you remember like
it's
old
one
Navy-
of my first memories is like seeing other like moms sometimes at school and I would be like, what is that fabric?
Yeah.
I despise it.
Well, they were, it was huge because remember that one commercial, the Old Navy performance fleece?
Yes.
They were going so hard with their fleece campaign. And I remember it like worked.
It's coming back now.
I know.
I'm upset.
I had an Old Navy fleece and I specifically remember thinking, I don't even like this. Why do I have one? I guess we all just have to have one.
Is one of your sponsors Everlane?
Not yet.
I mean, it's my ultimate goal.
Literally though, like if you hate fleece.
I want it so bad.
If you hate fleece, you may have to give up that fleece hating because they have... And I will say, and they're one of my sponsors, so I'm saying it. I'm speaking into the atmosphere for you guys because let me tell you.
I think I know what you're talking about.
They are 100% eco-friendly, and there's that fleece that they make out of water bottles.
I know I don't like it, but I love everything else
like
there.
It.
But I just hate.
This
maybe
is Everlane. These jeans are Everlane. This denim jacket is Everlane.
Maybe everything will change.
This is a Las Culturistas merch.
I love
Taylor
it.
Swift.
Taylor Swift.
We just put out merch today.
Oh
Very
my God.
Exciting.
Got our merch, guys.
Please, everyone buy merch from us and Las Culturistas
and
right now.
Yes,
please.
Honey.
Please sponsor.
Do you guys use TeePublic?
We did.
Yeah, we're on the.
Mm-hmm,
it's cute. Do one of you guys design?
Well, it's just like our font.
I see.
That we like, and then it's just like.
But yeah, I've
shadow.
Got Photoshop.
Yeah, honey.
Photoshop.
I'm in there.
Well, I'm my co-host with Bowen Yang, and he's like a graphic designer, legitimately.
Oh.
Like, it's his many talents.
I wish one of us was a graphic designer.
I
we
mean,
are not.
I've self-taught myself many things, but I every time I do something, I'm like. I bet I'm doing this wrong. Like, I'm probably making this way harder on myself somehow. I do want to bring up about Hollister. The funny thing about Hollister is that Hollister is a city in California.
Oh, yeah,
I
this
had
was
no
on the
idea.
Wikipedia. And Hollister keeps trying to sue Hollister. Hollister, the city,
for putting
the name of their city on shirts.
Well, that's insane.
They even tried to sue the high school,
which it's like
for having Hollister on the like, Hollister High School
t-shirt.
How much
of like a heinous bitch do you have to be like
isn't
suing
that, like,
the
so
town?
Coonishly evil.
Oh my
you
God.
Stole their name from.
They must be in dire straits then.
That is so crazy.
I mean, you have to really think. Who the fuck is still wearing Abercrombie and Hollister?
Right. I just am like,
it would be a joke.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be that hard to come up with like a name that sounds like it could be a city in California and not just like take one.
And like, if anything, trademark like the little bird.
Yeah.
You can't trademark the name of a city that already existed.
Wait, I'm kind of obsessed now with the idea of going to an Abercrombie and buying Fierce and just starting to wear it and see if people
you
know.
You should.
I mean, do it.
Where
do
is the nearest Abercrombie? Is there
the
one?
The Glendale Galleria, which is across from the Americana, which is better than the Grove.
It's better than the Grove.
Made by the
it's
same
a
people.
Grove, but better.
Okay, it's the Glendale
Galleria. The Glendale Galleria.
There's an, there's an Abercrombie. It has like a big thing on the outside now that looks like basically a bank vault that says A&F.
Yeah, they're like really. They also have a Hollister there.
Yeah, because now they're A&F, right?
Yeah. Hollister also changed their look. It's no longer the beach thing on the outside.
Well,
it's just like black.
Now? Yeah.
It's just kind of.
Now it's
I don't
like,
know what it's going
I
for.
Because now I think it's more in to be like neutral and clean.
And I think that now if they want to have the hope of anybody shopping there, it can't have the logo on it. It has to be people going in and being like, this is okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like it's. People don't want the
brand.
Well,
I do feel like Hollister has had to pull back on almost everything it went for in the past.
Yeah.
Like, reading about it, like, first of all, I forgot about this, but it used to call it Dudes and Betties, and now it's men and women.
Yeah.
Oh, and then even still
because
on the...
Because, of course, famously, there are only two genders.
What was it? There was something crazy on the website
and
that I need to look up.
In California, we do all call girls Betties.
Yeah, of course. Wait, do you remember also, like, I remember I had a couple friends that did work there, or, like, the legend of them were... No, my friend Crystal Dolan did work there. I just had her full name.
You always remember people's full names in that context.
But she like iconically worked at Hollister. And I remember part of her job was before it opened, she would take the cologne and the perfume and spray all the clothes so that when you went in there, not only was it incredibly dark and incredibly loud, but it reeked.
Everyone remembers the smell. Every parent hated the smell.
Yes. I remember my mom was like, it gives me a headache to go in there.
Yes. Parents always. The music and the smell. I can't be in here. I'll be outside. Okay.
Oh
so
maybe
on
that was
Hollister,
the
still, the like under things section, like American Eagle's Airy, is called Gilly Hicks.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Gilly Hicks?
They have
everything
a bunch
they're
of,
doing
like,
is like a surf term that nobody uses.
Yeah,
who
I don't
the hell knows?
I think they had a number of like brands and things underneath Hollister.
What the fuck is Gilly Hicks?
No
though?
One can say.
That's
really.
A bad name.
Maybe that was their attempt.
Gilly Hicks sounds like the professor
that's
in Harry Potter.
Like,
who, like,
white into the non-binary.
Who just teaches
like,
how to,
no
like,
more Bettys, no more dudes. It's Gilly Hicks now.
Gilly Hicks.
Gender neutral Gilly Hicks.
Professor Gilly Hicks is the first gender-neutral Harry Potter professor, and you know J.K. Rowling will tweet that out.
I can't wait. And probably this year she'll make
the
post.
I love when she tweets and is like, by the way, you didn't know this, but Harry Potter was Asian and gay. And it's like, okay.
Right.
And I never said he wasn't.
The last thing she did, which was the shit and piss in the hallways thing, was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
She's trolling us now.
Respect it a little bit.
I mean, I respect it too.
Because people will freak out, even though it's like so many years past.
Yeah.
The only thing I think she did that she stepped in it was the Dumbledore gay thing, because now we're justifiably mad that they're not dealing with
it
in
Fantastic
Beasts. Because
movies.
It's like, okay, you said this. Literally, no one asked you to do this.
She didn't have to say
you made it canon because it came from you.
Yeah.
So now don't be surprised when we're going to be like, so when are we going to see this acted on? And then you be like, really ignoring it. And I do not believe that we will see a same-sex situation in the Fantastic Beasts movies. I don't think they're brave
enough to do
it. No,
because also I think that, like, Johnny Depp and Jude Law...
They don't want to do
it. They hired them knowing that they would probably be like, no.
Well, Johnny Depp, definitely not.
Jude
I think
Law
Jude Law has
would.
Been gay in
films.
Like, or at least, like,
you know, been for, like, the male-on-male gaze.
But
like,
Johnny
famously
Depp, who they should never have brought on in the first place.
Sick.
What the fuck?
Well, like, I mean, that whole franchise is a fucking question mark.
It's a nightmare.
It's bad. Their movies are
bad. It's really bad.
I didn't even... I watched, like, half of the first one. I was like, I'm not into it.
Like, literally, the first one, I would give it, like, a C-. This new one, The Crimes of Grindelwald, it's, like, a full... F. It is a bad movie.
They're like a bad movie just by like film standards, but they're also like when you even try to think for 1 second about the coding of everything, they're so offensive.
Oh, incredibly.
And then in this one, Grindelwald, like he's Hitler.
Yeah.
But then it's implied that if they had let him be Hitler, the Holocaust would not have happened.
Right.
That's insane.
What? I mean, they don't not depict the Holocaust in the movie. Like, okay. And it's not in like an artistic way. Like, oh, I hate to give him literally any credit right now, but like the first X-Men, which was directed by Bryan Singer, they used the Holocaust as like a tool to show Magneto getting so emotional and so grief stricken that he moved the gates with his hands. But in these films, it's just like, I remember I went with my friend Joel Kim Booster, and I looked at him and I was like, did they just fucking show the Holocaust?
That was so crazy.
It was psychotic.
It was like, how did this pass every step of, I mean, and it's a shame because I like the Niffler.
The Niffler's fine.
It's a damn shame because I love the Niffler, and that's all I love from those movies.
The Fantastic Beasts themselves are very exciting and interesting.
It's not their fault.
It's not the Beasts' fault. It's everyone else's fault.
It's the people trying to find them.
The Beasts are unproblematic. It's everybody else.
Every single person in the cast, like, they're giving a bad performance, and the characters are horrible.
Yes.
Who cares about Eddie Redmayne? How could you with the way he's playing it? Catherine Waterston, literally, who cares? The schlubby, like chubby white guy in it, literally, who cares? This blonde that turns evil, oh my god, get her out of here.
Oh.
And for any movie to exist in this plane of reality that makes me look at Zoe Kravitz and say I don't care, you must be doing something
really
incredibly wrong.
The
because there's no one is more like enigmatic than Zoe Kravitz. I fucking am obsessed with her, but I...
And then her character was... She had nothing to do.
She turns to glass at the end. What the fuck is going on?
She does.
The fucking thing with Queenie where it's like... Because her whole thing is like,
oh my God, honey.
Oh my gosh. Oh, honey. I'm a wizard Nazi now.
It's insane.
Fucking nuts.
I feel so right to not have seen this.
Well, no, really don't see it. And like, honestly, I wish if I had a wizard power, it would be to suck the memory of this movie out of everyone that's seen it because it's heinous. And the fact of the matter is there's going to be three more.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're probably not going to lose any money on them.
I would.
No, actually, this last one was the worst performing movie in a Harry Potter franchise ever.
And that's the thing I hope that like Hollywood realizes is like, they can't be bad. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Venom was bad, and not even in like a really fun way, and it did well, but like, what if it had been good? Maybe it could have done amazing, you know? Like,
because then like someone like me would have seen it.
Right.
Who like does not just go see every superhero movie. Like,
I think that they need to really think about who they put in charge of these movies. Like, for example, like there's a big difference between Zack Snyder and Patty Jenkins.
Sure.
Yeah. Like, Zack Snyder is going to make a 300 version, like style over substance Batman films. Patty Jenkins is a filmmaker of substance who tells empathetic female stories and has for her entire career. Her first, I believe, narrative feature director, it was Monster with Charlize Theron. People forget she directed the pilot of The Killing. She is interested in trauma, and she's interested in like powerful female characters, and so she's like, that was like a stroke of genius to have her direct Wonder Woman. I just wish that they'd be more intelligent about how you tell these stories, because they can and should be good.
Well, and also at this point, it's more profitable.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it's
like,
what people want.
I, who have never seen or wanted to see a Transformers movie in my life, like, you couldn't have paid me to see a Transformers movie. I saw fucking Bumblebee.
Yeah.
And I liked it.
I heard it was good.
Because it was written by a woman. Mm-hmm. They gave a Transformers movie to a woman to write. Yeah. And she did something interesting with it.
Yeah.
And so I liked it.
I have to see it.
It's actually good. It's like, it's basically E.T.
I think it sucks that they didn't lean into that more, promoting it, because I think that they
I think the dudes that run the studios are still kind of like,
yeah.
even though we'll pay to make it made, we're not going to put too much money promoting mm-hmm. it because what yeah. if it doesn't perform?
I mean, okay, I saw this movie. We're getting off track, but I'm having a lot of fun. I saw this movie in December called Mortal Engines. Mm-hmm. This was a $100 million film. It made $12 million.
I have not heard of it.
It was barely promoted. Neither. Nobody heard of it. And the $100 was before any promotion. And then I think they were like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
And it is produced by Peter Jackson. I only saw it because I have AMC's A-list. And my boyfriend and I just
member.
We were like,
yeah.
we got to see this fucking movie uh-huh. with the cities on wheels. What the fuck?
Sure.
We'll make a day out of it.
Why not?
And it is the most 2004 movie that has ever been made, more so than even any movie that was put out in 2004.
Yeah, right.
And of course, only men involved. And like, I couldn't believe it was made. It
yeah.
was such an enormous bomb. And they're going to be fine.
Yeah, they're going
to
be totally fine.
Everyone who'd made it, they were yeah. like, we trust you to do this.
It's I'm literally, and we're off topic, but I'm going to go further off topic. Who do people say you look like?
Michelle Williams.
Yeah, you look exactly like Michelle Williams.
You know what? It's been a while, so thank you.
You do. You look like exactly like her. I thought of Venom, and then I thought, you look exactly like Michelle Williams.
It's been a few months. I need a
no,
listener.
Yeah,
I need to have one celebrity I look like, and that's the only one.
If you're yeah. listening, make sure you scroll over and look at the image to get a sense if you've never seen a picture
it's
of
uncanny.
Emily.
Like Dawson's Creek era Michelle Williams, you look like her.
I think we both have kind of like small eyes. And I think that's where it lies.
And your hair color is the same as it was. Like you're like that was when she was iconically, I believe, what was her character's name?
I never saw it. But you know the crazy thing about that, which is like, I'm like, oh yeah, the human brain is stupid, or I'm just stupid. Like the fact alone that people have told me I look like her makes me really like her. And so, like, just because I'm like,
people
now
tell
I feel
me that,
a connection to
yeah,
her.
With Zachary Quinto, and I like him more as a result.
Yeah, it's just something about yeah. it. You're just like, I really like her now.
Yeah,
like, I don't know if I cared about
I'm
her before.
Into him.
But then even that has gone so far as to then make me, like, love Busy Phillips.
I know. Oh, yeah. Like, and think you guys would be best friends.
They're like, well, she would see me and she would get confused.
I don't even know, but it's like, I'm like, oh, yeah, brains are bad. Like, I'm so stupid.
I often do that. If I see someone that looks like someone, I'll treat them like that person,
yeah.
and then I'll be like, wow, they're not. But oftentimes it works.
Well, I think
it does. There's something about you where you just, I think it is just like your brain takes that, like, it becomes comfortable in a way.
Mm-hmm. I've done that with people where it's like not necessarily how they look, but they remind me of like someone I grew up with, and
yeah.
so I like them,
yes.
and then other people don't like them, and I'm like, wait,
but
what?
Why?
But don't you love? Oh,
I was at a restaurant the other day, and there was a waitress who really reminded me of like a friend from high school.
Mm-hmm,
and so I was just like, I love this waitress.
Yeah,
she's so
and
great
everyone's like,
and so
she's
nice.
Just
and
so
you know what?
Funny.
I think she's probably really funny too.
Yeah, literally, I waited tables with this girl, Sarah, who would never have met my friend from high school, Allison, but my best friend from high school, Allison, and this girl that I waited tables with, Sarah, I was like, you guys are, they remind me exactly the same of each other. And then I realized they had the same sense of humor.
Mm. Yeah.
And they looked identical. So maybe it is just like, I don't, maybe
yeah.
there's something to like.
No,
yeah.
totally. I had a roommate in college who had the exact same voice and cadence as mm-hmm. a friend of mine from college, or not from high school. And so I felt like I was like, I would go to her when I wished Lauren was there. I'd be like, she sounds just like Lauren, but she wasn't. She was Celeste. do we have any final thoughts on Hollister before we move into the segments?
I would say, if you're shopping there now,
wild.
Move on. Try something else. Because that's the thing is too, is it was so culty. It was
it
like
was.
Once you had like one item from that store, likely your whole closet was gonna be filled with that shit. And
yeah. It's addictive.
I don't like being owned by a brand.
Mm. No.
Despite my
You're just kind of owned by Everlane.
Just,
but that's
just despite my like real passion for Everlane's clothing right now
but
in
your
a real way.
Clothing doesn't say Everlane.
Right, exactly.
Like that's the difference.
It's
exactly.
just good clothes.
And I can also feel good about it being eco-friendly and fitting me correctly and feeling good.
Everlane, sponsor us. I really
honestly,
like you.
Are you listening?
I bought some pants the other day.
You
they
really
look
should.
Great, those pants.
I love those pants.
Okay,
good
first
pants.
Segment.
Yay. So Valentine's Day is coming
it's
up.
It's upon mm-hmm. us.
And our mm-hmm. special segment that we only do for holidays
okay.
is
Mall Libs.
So it's Mad Libs.
Okay.
But it's the mall.
Love it.
Yeah, so okay, we're going to ask you to fill in some blanks.
Okay, perfect.
Of course. Please don't look. It will ruin it for everyone.
Honor system.
Love it, love it, love it.
We'll popcorn this, Emily. Yeah. Okay, so first thing we need from you is we need a single celebrity.
A single celebrity. I'm going to say John Mayer.
Famously
what a
single.
Good one. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Then we need you to name any direction, like a north, a south, something like this.
Southeast.
Okay, fantastic. And then we need any geographic feature.
I would say waterfall.
Really nice. Okay, a noun associated with clothes.
A noun associated with clothes.
It's a weird one.
Yeah, let me think. A collar.
Okay, great. And then one last geographic feature.
I would say vista.
Great. Okay, Emily. Popcorn, Emily.
Okay. So first we need a restaurant.
No, go to the...
No.
Remember?
Shit. Look, I messed up already.
It's fine. So this first, map is really hard.
A drink.
Long Island iced tea.
Really nice. This is going to be a good mall lib.
Your repping hometown.
My hometown, which actually has really nothing to do with Long Island, I don't think.
So, I don't think so.
Then we need any food.
Lasagna.
And another food.
Cereal.
Mm.
And now an adjective.
An adjective.
This one's just a classic, an adjective.
Let's say... crazy.
And then
another adjective.
Sexy.
And cool. Okay.
And then a restaurant frequently found at malls.
Okay, let's say Wetzel's Pretzels.
Really solid. Okay.
Popcorning. Once more.
Perfect.
Okay, just a time of day, any time.
Like a numerical time.
6:30 a.m.
Okay. And this says a lot about you. Okay. Any movie?
There's Something About Mary.
Okay. Anything that happens in that movie?
Come in hair.
Okay.
The right. Only moment I know from that movie.
I could have said dick zipped up in jeans, but I'm trying to keep it clean on
Malta. Okay, so next is a nickname for John Mayer.
I would say Dear John. Taylor Swift's nickname for him.
Okay. So then just three items.
Three items.
That you'd purchase in a mall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number two pencil.
required for the SAT.
Exactly. And by that token, we're going to go, what is that? A T81 calculator?
Oh, yeah.
That
sure.
Shit. And graph paper.
And an adjective?
Cool.
And any store.
A mall store.
Yeah.
Mall store. Michael's.
Oh, arts and crafts.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like a type of paper.
I see.
Which you already said, I guess.
Sandpaper.
Okay. Moving into the penultimate paragraph, need another adjective.
Cranky.
Ooh. Okay. Any brand.
Everlane.
Wow. They are really, they should sponsor us at this point.
They really got a foot soldier.
At this point, we've been shilling for them, so they should at least throw you a fucking sweater.
An activity.
Jogging.
And any body part.
Perineum.
Ooh, what's that?
It's your taint.
That's a we didn't say bone. I guess you would rip that.
Sure, you can rip your perineum
okay.
For sure.
Okay,
so then that's just from above right there. This is going to be a good
one. And then a mall snack.
I would say pretzels that you dip in cheese. Mm-hmm. Cheese pretzels.
A Wetzel bit, for example.
Wetzel bit, sure, that.
And a mall snack place. Any mall snack place.
Let's say TCBY.
Oh, nice.
I loved TCBY.
All right.
Okay, do you want to start?
Sure. Okay.
Yay.
Here's your story.
Of Valentine's Day, mall live.
Okay, perfect.
It was the morning of Valentine's Day, my favorite holiday about love. I decided to surprise my number one sweetie, John Mayer, with a romantic date to our local mall, the Southeast Waterfall Collar Vista.
The first surprise was a romantic candlelit dinner at Wetzel's Pretzels. We started with a sexy appetizer of lasagna, followed by a crazy entree of cereal.
It is crazy.
We decided to have fun and split a bottle of Long Island iced tea.
Oh, that's a lot of fun.
After dinner, my next surprise was...
We threw up.
Maybe, because the next surprise was a 6:30 a.m. screening of the most romantic movie I could think of, There's Something About Mary. The theater was doing a special Valentine's screening of it, of course, due to popular demand. We both wept at the twist ending where there was cum in her hair.
Once the movie was over, both of us emotionally raw, we decided to go for some retail therapy. Here came my final and biggest surprise. I told the dear John he could choose anything he wanted from Michael's, and I would buy it for him. He was so excited, and after looking around at all the number two pencils, calculators... He chose a cool graph paper. I paid for it and had them carefully wrap it in sandpaper at checkout.
Mm. But wait, actually there was one more surprise. I led my love to the fountain in the middle of the mall. In the fluorescent light, he looked so cranky. I got down on one knee, not even caring if I dirtied my Everlane pants. I took out a ring and said, I love you more than jogging itself. Will you marry me? Before dear John could answer, the fireworks I had planned began to go off outside. Mm-hmm. Startled, dear John fell into the fountain and broke his perineum.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Finally.
In that moment, I realized we weren't meant to be. I turned and walked away from John Mayer forever. I went to go drown my sorrows in a cheese pretzel from TCBY.
Mm.
And that's the whole story. There you have it. Please respect our privacy during this time.
Ah.
Oh, wow. That was the Valentine's mall
letter. That was good.
Does this accurately reflect what you would do with John Mayer on a Valentine's date?
Honestly, yeah. I would say if John Mayer and I were hanging out at all, we'd probably be very stoned. So, yeah. I mean, it probably would be something similar to that.
It would be on his Instagram TV show.
Exactly.
This makes me laugh because last year on New Year's, I went to the John Mayer, Dave Chappelle thing at the Forum, and it was just them hanging out.
Yeah.
And at one point, John Mayer goes, you know, at this point in my life, like, I just want to be with someone who's nice to me. I was like, okay, John.
Honestly,
I'm sure all these women have been so cruel to you.
Yeah, I truly think that's how this shit went down.
They were just mean.
Yeah, that's what it was.
He dated meanies such as Jessica Simpson, Jennifer Aniston.
It just blew my mind. It was such like a basic, lame thing to say.
Yeah. Wow.
Anyway, final segment.
Yeah, one more segment.
Yay.
It's called Shut Down, Rebrand, Expand.
Okay,
It's like Fuck, Marry, Kill, but with stores.
Oh, I love that. Okay,
and
cool.
You're shutting one down, rebranding another, and expanding another one.
Got it. Okay, love it.
So this time we went with sort of an interesting theme. We're going Lucky Brand Jeans.
Okay.
True Religion.
Okay.
And Guess.
Okay.
Heavy hitters.
I would say... Shut down Lucky.
Mm-hmm.
I would say expand True Religion.
Okay.
Rebrand Guess. But I also think with the rebrand of Guess, we could kind of return to like Brooke Shields times.
Yeah. Good
like,
point.
Like I want to see a more classic thing with Guess.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like. Like sort of like what Calvin Klein has done, like they're recalling back to the Marky Mark thing,
yeah.
Which I think is smart. I think Guess could do the same thing.
Yeah,
get an iconic young actress to be like a Brooke Shields for them.
They could use.
They
that.
They need a face.
I agree.
They don't have a face.
A very practical rebrand.
Yeah,
I like
it. I'm a practical bitch. And I also think literally with True Religion, it's like, I would say expand that because I feel like people, cool people still wear them. Mm. Whereas like Lucky Brand jeans, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what place that holds.
Yeah.
And just because that's not to say that people don't wear them. It's just that I don't know those people.
Right.
Okay. Fair enough. Emily, what would you do?
Okay, I am actually going to shut down True Religion.
Okay.
Because I feel like cool people don't wear them anymore.
All right, okay, but I'm wrong.
Maybe I don't know. I just haven't heard anything about True Religion in so many years.
Me neither, you know? Actually.
And I also would have to rebrand Guess and just like be less fucking tacky.
Yeah.
Everything in there is horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's the tackiest shit I've ever seen. Less like Guess written out in rhinestones.
Mm-hmm.
More just like a cute little dress or some shit. It's so tacky. Just don't do that.
Yeah.
Just stop doing that.
I would agree. If it's tacky, then that's literally the worst thing you could say about a clothing
like,
store.
Stop being that way, and that's the rebrand. Lucky.
I don't know how, but just figure
stop.
It out.
I'm going to expand Lucky just because it is, it's for somebody, and that is moms who want to feel kind of free-spirited.
Okay, cool. I didn't know that.
But, like, not too much. It is also, their sales section is mainly where I went when I was in seventh grade and saw the Woodstock movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And for 6 months was like, I want to be a hippie.
Was it Taking Woodstock?
No, it was just the Woodstock documentary. But then I did actually see Taking Woodstock. And this is like that beautiful thing when you're young where you don't know anything about a movie and its reception.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked it. And I didn't know that it was like,
it's like a weird
universally
misstep for Ang Lee.
Hated.
Yeah, weird.
Like everyone was like, just.
Yeah, but also that's like a fucking sad thing about like film criticism is it's like things get shut down before they actually get seen. Like there's so many movies that are like actually
good. I don't know
good.
That it is good, but at the time
it
fit right into what I needed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like because I had just seen the like Woodstock, like the 3 hour, that one. So I was like, I need more content.
Do you know what movie I loved and then found out later that people didn't think it was cool? Like twee-ish reasons was 500 Days of Summer.
Oh,
I liked it too.
I loved 500 Days of Summer. I thought it was so creative.
I didn't watch it recently.
Yeah.
I'm worried I would not like it. I'm like, I'll let it just live in my memory.
At the time, I actually did feel like everybody loved it, but maybe that was just who
I think that, like, when I'm thinking about it, it's like a reaction to everyone loving it, and especially to young people loving it.
Yeah,
that people were like, oh, this is trying too hard. It's so twee.
One thing I don't like about it, though, is that, I mean, the whitest thing I've ever said is that I think Zooey Deschanel is underrated. But
I actually would agree with you.
I really do, because the thing that I don't like about $500.
I like everything about $500.
I like the first dollar, the second dollar.
I think it ruined her for everybody. Where it's like, then when I watch New Girl and stuff, I'm like, she's like a talented comedic actress.
Yeah.
I like She and Him. She's funny. She's like good. And like she, for a couple years, she was what $500. Like, I keep saying $500. Days of Summer was, which was like the ukulele, the cute little thing.
MPDG.
But then it's like she wasn't that anymore. And all those impressions of her that were that, it's like, this isn't even accurate.
It's an extreme exaggeration.
I mean, like, I'm going to throw out this idea. I do feel like anyone who is like very iconic then gets like hacked. And so we learn to hate them because of all these like people who are hacking their thing and being bad at it.
Yeah.
And I think she suffers from that a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I just think she's not, I think she is better than anybody, like than a lot of people who don't care to see anything else she's done want to give her credit for. Anyways, Lucky, it's for somebody. Sometimes I think they have okay shoes that don't look totally lame.
Okay.
So I would expand them.
Okay.
Because they're harmless.
For me, I have such middling feelings about every single one of these stores. Mm. I'm gonna say rebrand True Religion. Purely, I think they should change the name. That's a crazy name.
You know what? You're absolutely right.
True Religion?
True Religion is just as harmful as anything else.
Yeah, it's so strange. Also, I haven't been in a True Religion in a long time, but I walked past a True Religion in the Opry Mills in Nashville, and they truly had, like, cross necklaces on the mannequins and stuff, and I was just like,
It also hints that there are false religions, which is how world wars start.
Yes. So let's fix that.
Just hear about the one true religion. Please come in to hear what it is.
Our religion is these pants. And if
it's
you do
a bunch
not
of crosses, so I can guess.
Follow them. So that would be my rebrand of true religion. I am going to go ahead and shut down guests just because I feel like they've had their time.
Yeah.
We don't need it.
Now, yeah. The fact that I associate it with something from like the late 80s. Maybe means we move on.
I don't want anyone to suffer, but if someone has to, I think it should be guests. And then that leaves, this feels like one of those default ones where I don't really believe this, but I guess I am going to expand Lucky.
Yeah.
You know, and
that it's a default kind of store.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Maybe if they were able to. I always think the implication of an expand is a possibility to rebrand because you're going to need to keep things interesting. You might have larger stores, et cetera. Mm-hmm.
Like, so, you could have cooler jeans.
Yeah. I'm going to give them that chance with an expansion. All right.
Grant.
Hey, we decided it.
We decided it.
And now it's happening.
This will happen.
Yeah, of course.
This, every time we do this, we actually submit the answers. Yeah. And the companies
are super receptive.
They're like, thank you so much.
There's somebody who their job is just to wait outside the store so that the second we come up with the answer, they like run it to the headquarters. Mm-hmm.
We have a runner.
That's
yes.
their whole job.
Uh-huh. We're employing someone in this capacity. It's pretty cool. Hey, Matt, where can people find you online?
They can find me at Matt Rogers, though, T-H-O. Mm-hmm. And they can listen to Las Culturistas, my podcast here on the Forever Dog Podcast Network. And we are going on tour. We're going to be in the Pacific Northwest next week, starting on February 19th in Portland. And then we are going all over the place. And you can find tickets online.
Very fun.
Get online.
Go get online,
finally. If I can leave you with one thing on this episode, it's get online.
Like, you know what? Log on. And while you're there, follow us
at MallTalkPod, Gmail, Twitter, Instagram.
We also just put up merch, so buy a shirt.
Yeah, we think they're pretty cute.
Yeah, this will go up on Wednesday, and I think for Wednesday and the day after, it'll still be everything's on sale.
I don't know that that's true.
It is. They said
it was 48 hours.
It's 72 hours from when we put it up, and they're having a flash deal.
Oh, okay, great.
The 13th and the 14th, which
glad
we didn't
that settle
plan it, but I'm happy to have an extended
really
sale.
Really worked out.
We'll have an extended sale.
Get on there.
Yeah.
Everything's on there. And that's it.
We are going to meet next week in Hollister, California to settle a lawsuit. See you there.
Bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.
It's Paige now. Remember, this episode was brought to you by BetterHelp.com.
What's standing between you and happiness? Is it you? Are your own feelings a roadblock preventing you from achieving your goals? Have you thought about talking to someone but are uncertain or unsure of where to start? BetterHelp.com online counseling is there for you.
BetterHelp makes it easy to connect with licensed professional counselors, caring professionals specializing in the issues that you want to talk about. Depression, stress and anxiety, trauma, grief, self-esteem, and others. Connect with counselors in a safe and private environment. Get help at your own time and your own pace.
Schedule secure video and phone sessions or text your therapist, all included worldwide. And you can start communicating in under 24 hours. Best of all, it's a truly affordable option. And for Mall Talk listeners, you'll get 10% off your first month with discount code MALL.
If you've been wanting to talk, you can get started today. Go to betterhelp.com/mall. Simply fill out the questionnaire to help assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love, one that you can always change.
That's betterhelp.com/mall, promo code MALL, MALL.